Located about 7 miles from Camden, New Jersey, is the historic town of Haddonfield, which was settled in the early 1700s by Elizabeth Haddon and Quakers from England seeking to escape an oppressive British government and find religious freedom in the New World. In their quest for tolerance and freedom, they played a significant role in the abolition of slavery and the creation of the town of Lawnside. So you may ask, exactly how did all of this come about?
In the year of our Lord, 1738, we, the Quaker Society of Friends, shall begin our discussion on the issue of slavery. Should humans be held in bondage against their will? Is it morally the correct thing to do? We gather together to make inquiries into the situation of our members, respecting the buying and selling of slaves.
On the succeeding evening, in 1738, the members meet at the Snow Hill Meeting House. They united themselves together under the name of the Haddonfield and Frederickville Anti-Slavery Society. Their sole purpose was to circulate petitions for the abolition of slavery and the slave trade throughout the United States. The society formed a preamble and a constitution. The preamble read as follows. We, the undersigned citizens of Haddonfield and Frederickville in New Jersey, having met to consider the subject of slavery in the United States, by this preamble, we declare.
First, that we consider it a foul crime for one man to consider or treat or hold another man as property. Second, and therefore that every man who thus holds his fellow man is bound immediately and forever to repent of and forsake such sin. Third, we also believe the institution of chattel slavery is dangerous to our liberties and ought to be done away.
Members of the Society of Friends in Haddonfield held a benevolent view towards the blacks living in the nearby towns, particularly the small hamlet of African Americans in Snow Hill or present-day Lawnside. Ralph Smith, an abolitionist who resided in Haddonfield, bought plots of land in the area of Snow Hill and sold them to escape slaves. This provided a labor force for farm and domestic purposes. The escaped Africans used the money they made to pay for the land that they purchased. Smith later named the settlement Freehaven. And in all probability, Haddonfield was also a stop on the Underground Railroad. According to oral tradition, an African-American from Cape May, named Turner, used his family, friends, and trusty wagon to operate an underground railroad station in Cape May County that shuttled fugitive slaves to Snow Hill and Haddonfield. Haddonfield's Quakers also helped with the education of escaped Africans. In 1848, a resident named Mr. Bogar used his own funds to erect a small-frame schoolhouse on Mott Street in Freehaven. Lawnside historian Charles C. Smiley reports that this school was highly appreciated and that the Haddonfield Quaker meeting also educated Negro children. Slave catchers often roamed the area of Haddonfield. One of the most notorious in the 19th century was Philadelphian George F. Alberti, Jr.
George Alberti was a terror to the colored people of the city on account of his heartless execution of the fugitive slave laws. His rough methods frequently led to riots such as those over in the Fettersville section of Camden, around Macedonia African Methodist Episcopal Church. In an attempt to arrest an escaped African near Haddonfield, 2 or 3 guns were discharged at Alberti. He received as many as 30 buckshots in different parts of his body and was severely wounded. Despite the dire prediction of Alberti's soon demise, he recovered from his wounds and continued in terrorizing blacks everywhere.
Slave catchers caught many escaped Africans and returned them to bondage. There were, however, many of them, like Cassie, who escaped to freedom and came to Haddonfield. Listen to her story. My name is Cassie. My master's name was Claggett. I escaped from Baltimore for fear of being sent to the Deep South to be sold at the slave markets. I escaped to Haddonfield and worked in the home of a respectful family and was well-liked. But my heart was never at rest, because I left my child of about 1 year old in Baltimore. I vowed to save my baby from being sold like some kind of farm animal. When I had the opportunity, I used all the courage that I had and was willing to incur all of the hazards of being caught to go back and get my child. I returned to Baltimore and was almost caught by my master, who sent the constable in pursuit of me. I escaped back to Philadelphia on a boat. I had to dress up as a man to disguise myself. Once back in Haddonfield, I saved all of my earnings to buy manumission for me and my child. We found freedom in Haddonfield.
To answer the questions, should humans be held in bondage against their will? Is it morally the correct thing to do? The answer is no. As stated in our Constitution, any person of respectable character who does not hold slaves may become a member of the society. Because we believe that slavery is dangerous to our liberties and ought to be done away.
Today, as you travel along the historic streets of Haddonfield, with its quaint shopping district, there is much to ponder. Walk by the Quaker Meeting House or visit the Historical Society. Gaze upon the colonial-style homes and buildings and the tree-lined streets. Remember Jonathan Blanchard and Quaker friends who were fighters for freedom, taking risks to help escaped Africans find freedom from bondage in the South. Listen for the whispers of secrets of the Underground Railroad. This project is made possible thanks to a grant from the Garden State Historic Preservation Trust Fund, administered by the New Jersey Historic Trust, and the support of the Camden County Improvement Authority and the Camden County Board of Chosen Freeholders. Stay tuned for other podcasts that explore South Jersey's historic past.